Untitled Murder Mystery, written and performed by the students of Rose Bruford College North, Class of 2026, directed by James Steventon.
Screaming about. Anyone would think someone's dead. So dramatic.
So, Cecil, how was your trip to Trinidad and Tobago? I hear the weather is lovely there this time of year.
No, it was delightful. But we were there for so long that I began to look like a caveman. So as soon as I came back, I got a haircut. But my usual guy, Francois, wasn't available, so I ended up with this nightmare. Magdalene screamed when she saw it.
You look like a rodent, Cecil. I can see about getting a wig from my wig woman for you.
Absolutely not, dear. I'd rather be caught dead than be seen with a ridiculous wig on my head.
No, pack it in, you two. I'm trying to enjoy my drink in the sun. Speaking of which, I appear to be out. Would you mind calling the maid?
Of course, of course.
Where is she? Where? Oh, that silly girl. I've never liked her. She's useless. You really should get a new maid.
Don't be so cruel, Lillian. I'll go and find her.
Oh, if you must.
When the tea was cold, threw his usual strop and disappeared into the garden to cry to that boring doctor friend of his.
Oh, my lord! One actual wet wipe. Oh. God, no. I'm sorry, I shouldn't talk about your father and his friends like that. Forgive me, miss.
Oh, don't you be boring too. You're one of the only ones here I actually like speaking to. None of that fancy-dancy talk I hear from the rest. It's so dreadfully dull. Oh,
your father's giving you a life that I could only wish for. Don't speak about him that way, Pen.
Yes, you're right, I suppose. But surely you've seen the haircut.
What the hell is going on now?
Finally, something interesting. Let's go have a look.
Everybody stay back! We need to keep the room clear!
Oh, who died and put you in charge? This is my house!
Hold on! How do you know someone died?
What did you say? Someone died! Brilliant!
Penelope, this is serious!
Cecil, please lead everyone to the drawing room where we will wait for the police to arrive!
Yes, good idea, Kenneth! Come on, everybody, to the drawing room!
Let's go.
Oh God, this is a disaster! I thought the most I'd have to worry about today was my haircut.
I'd argue your hair is more tragic.
Oh no, not this guy again. What a total sleazebag, with his greasy hair and off-putting mutton chops. I don't know how he thinks he'll become mayor looking like that, but I guess that's why he's here, to leech off Lord Cecil.
Ah, Maid Magdalene. My, my, you're as fiery as the sun.
And you look as radiant as a piece of shit, sir.
Well, speaking of, I'm just popping to the lavatory. Be ready to clean up in there after me.
Whatever you say, sir. Fetch me this. Clean that. Scrub. Wash. It never ends. This isn't the life I dreamed of. I wanted to be a star on the big screen. If only Dad could control his need to gamble, I'd be halfway to Hollywood right now. Not halfway to hell. Oh, what's this? Oh my God, I could use this. If I play this right, I'll be free. What are you doing here?
I thought you were outside. Why are you getting so close? Stay back! No!
So the police are on their way?
Yes, yes. It'll be an open and shut case, though. It'll look like a suicide to me.
I don't know how you can be so glib, Kenneth. There is a dead body in my house. This will ruin me. No one will want to attend my annual ball ever again.
Calm down. I can fix this. Help keep it hush-hush.
Okay. Whatever you say, old friend. Let's see how the others are doing.
Oh, my darling girl. I'm so glad it wasn't you.
Get off me, mother. Your crocodile tears are getting all over me. You've never cared about any of the staff. Magdalene was my friend.
Don't be silly, child. I pay for it. I care for it. It'll be an absolute nightmare to find a new one, though.
You truly are a heartless woman.
Oh.
I can't believe you're my mother.
Come back, my sweet plum. Come back.
There is no doubt about it. This is murder most foul.
Oh, no. The plates.
What were you standing at the door for, kitchen girl?
Oh, nothing, ma'am. Just passing through on the way to the kitchen. Would you like a sandwich?
How could I possibly eat at a time like this? Unless, would you happen to be able to make a salmone sandwich?
Oh, sorry, I don't know what that means, ma'am.
It's French for salmon. I spent a lovely summer in France once when I was training to be a doctor.
Je l'ai tué.
Mmm. Yes, I thought that too. Right, back to it. Adios, kitchen girl.
Into our daughter. She seems to think she's friends with the staff, mingling with the lower class. Yesterday, I caught her braiding her own hair.
Don't speak to me about hair right now.
A classic whodunit.
What do you mean, Doctor?
What do you mean? What do I mean? The girl was clearly murdered.
Murder? But Kenneth, you said she killed herself.
Well, I assumed so. I didn't think anyone here was capable of such a thing.
Don't glare at my wife like that.
My eyes are up here, Kenneth.
My apologies. I thought I saw a red mark there. How are you going to clean that without that precious maid you so clearly wanted to be rid of?
If she was so precious, why could she never get the stain right? Huh? Oh, I won't mourn her, but I didn't kill her.
You really were horrible to her. Maybe it was you.
My own daughter accusing me of murder. I kid you.
Enough pointing fingers. By my examination, the death was slow and painful. This was a crime of passion.
Sandwich, anyone?
Not now, kitchen girl. Though the smell is fantastic. Well, give it here.
Father, Magdalene told me once that Kenneth made an inappropriate proposition to her.
Is this true? Did you accost my maid?
The doctor did say it was a crime of passion. Sexual passion.
Yes, well, I am a politician. If I killed everyone who didn't like me, I wouldn't have a job, would I? And wasn't Magdalene the one who suggested that man give you a haircut when Francois was mysteriously out of town?
Yes, but that doesn't mean I killed her. I mean, truly, the idea I would murder my own staff over a silly little issue like that.
Well, who are you going to throw under the bus now, then? Penelope, perhaps?
You really think I would accuse my own daughter? Well, come to think of it, you two did spend an awful lot of time together. Maybe you had a falling out.
Father, my best friend was murdered, and I'm going to find who did it and make sure they're punished.
Tea, anyone? Oh, yes. Thank you, Agnes.
Oh, no, I don't think these sandwiches are agreeing with me. Excuse me. Oh, God.
Come to think of it, has anyone considered that Agnes might be a cold-hearted killer?
Oh, that's ludicrous. She's nowhere near capable of doing anything like that. The one thing with her staff is they're all as useless as each other.
Oh, yes, I know. I was just trying to lighten the mood.
With all of them. Now we can be friends together with no one telling us we can't. Just like we always wanted to.
You're mad. You killed them all. No, stay away from me. Stay away.
Okay. Okay, go on, guys. The smell's not that bad. Guys, come on. Penelope!